What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Dona Castañeda, President of the National Assembly, reported that after the speech that she gave on the 1st of July, a large number of people have returned to the Justo Rosamena Palace. So she told the offices of the building to do an on-site audit to maintain firm the commitment that those who do not work do not get paid. She insisted that they're after the bottles. We are checking to see if there are bottles and we are going to break the bottles, announced the head of the legislative power, surrounded by a group of deputies from the different parties. Among those accompanying her were Walkima Chandler from the Independent Vamos Party, Manuel Cohen from Democratic Change, Roberto Zuniga from Vamos, among others. Our halls are full. This is not the assembly. This seems like a rally, and we want to see where these people are. We have forbidden the deputies to protect them. We're not going to sign for anyone who does not work. Those who do not work will not get paid, said the deputy from Coclé, who was elected president of the legislature with 44 votes out of 70. In the July the 1st speech at the inauguration of the Panamanian president, José Raúl Moreno, Castañeda promised that she would begin reviewing forms 001, 2 and 171. She also announced that she will seek a formula to reduce and eliminate the unnecessary expenses of the state body, such as rent, travel expenses, trips abroad and food. The various assembly payrolls have been in the eye of the storm during the last 5 years. Excessive spending on hiring personnel, people who get paid and do not work, personnel who provide services to the businesses and private affairs of the deputies, but receive salaries from the legislature and secret payrolls, are some of the many scandals arising from the issue. In 2023, the year before the elections on the 5th of May, the Assembly's payroll more than doubled. It closed December with 6,081 permanent and temporary officials, 3,273 more than it had in January, when it had 2,808. We reported yesterday about Serena Van Vass when taking over the district of San Francisco as the representative. Well, today, the representative of the Ancon district, Yamireth Batista from the Movimiento Otro Camino, MOCA, assured on Thursday that the communal council is not exempt from the situation in which other councils have seen deteriorated facilities and lack of accounting information. She said that the computers were formatted and do not have operating systems. In addition, there are no physical backups, and many stolen files are evident. We're still searching for information. We're working blindly. We have received a very basic financial statement and have not been able to see details of bank reconciliations or the status of checks, she said. Batista also denounced that since the 6th of May, the Municipal Council closed operations and deleted the institutional account on the social network Instagram, despite the fact that it was supposed to serve the public until the 28th of June. Batista's team recommended remodeling the facilities because the state of the infrastructure could threaten the health of employees and visitors. The representative also revealed that during the transition process, the scant information they were given was, well, just presented orally. We have really found this, as they say in good Panamanian, a hands-on approach. How easy it would have been if everyone had done their job and we had received the community council and got to work, she added. The Ancon Community Council was administered by the Democratic Revolutionary Party, PRD, yes, and the Vasquez family for 20 years. From 2004 to 2009, it was headed by Joaquim E. Vasquez, and from 2009 to 2024, it was headed by Ivan Vasquez, brother of the previous representative. Reducing the youth unemployment rate, which stood at 15% in August last year, is one of the main objectives of the new government, which this week presented the My First Job programme for young people between 17 and 24 years of age. The Minister of Labour and Labour Development, Jacqueline Muñoz de Cedeño, announced that this project will begin on the 1st of August. And in the first stage, it will include 1,000 young people who will participate in three-month internships in various companies. She explained that the state will pay each young person $300, while the companies that hire them will pay the difference in salary to ensure that they have a base income that will be the minimum wage, although it was not specified which one, because there are several depending on the economic activity and the region. Young people will have to apply for this program through a link that will be created on the Mitradel website or at the Employment Department of the Ministry. Since the project will operate as a job exchange, participating companies will select personnel based on their requirements, and young people will go through selection interviews and a prior training plan, said Ministry spokesperson. The Minister of Labour, Nahum, met on Thursday with representatives of the National Union of Workers of the Construction and Similar Industries, Suntrax, admitted that the country's financial situation is difficult, but said that they're optimistic that the outlook will improve for all sectors, including the construction industry, which is one of the largest job creators. "We have a country that's in a bad shape, but it looks good. Things are looking better. So we have works. There is the issue of the railway. There are a lot of works that are underway and that I know will be carried out, and that, of course, the working class is a fundamental part of it," she said. The construction union raised the need for Mitradel to mediate so that banks allow them to open their accounts again, but the minister said that she has no power over the financial and banking system. She said that she would try to reach an agreement, but she does not have the authority to mediate so that the banks agree to open the accounts. The new director of the Panamanian Sports Institute, Pandeportes, Miguel Ordóñez, has begun his work in an institution the president, José Raumalino, described as a beautiful disaster. On Tuesday, on the programme Tiempo Extra, Ordóñez revealed part of the conversation that he had with President Molino weeks ago. "You're clear that this institution is a beautiful disaster," were Molina's words to Ordóñez. And then he said, "But I want you to know that your commitment is to the country. Your commitment is to do things right and change the face of sport." "I made a gesture, like the Japanese do, nodding my head, and said, 'If those are your instructions and that is the line, I am the right man,'" said the Panamanian golfer. "The president told me that my commitment is to the country and to do things well," added Ordóñez, who has a degree in business administration from the University of North Florida, located in Jacksonville in the United States. Ordóñez has said that the country is at a critical moment. "If you think you have something to contribute and the country knocks on your door and calls you and you say no for personal reasons of any kind, which I respect, and then don't complain when you are one of those countries that don't have opportunities. Because if you have the opportunity and you don't take it, the responsibility is yours," he said. Ordóñez was asked about the figure of Congressman Benicio Robinson, former president of the Panamanian Baseball Federation. "As long as Representative Benicio Robinson or any representative comes with the right intentions, which for me means working for the community, working for the people, we will listen to him and we will talk to him," he said. But he warned that he is not prepared to accommodate extraordinary requests or political favours of any kind. The first liquidation court of criminal cases imposed a sentence of 18 months in prison for the former Minister of Economy and Finance, Frank de Lima, and the former manager of the Tocumen International Airport, Juan Carlos Pino, for the crime of willful embezzlement to the detriment of this air terminal. Through Edict No. 73, posted at the courthouse on the 2nd of July, the parties were notified of Mixed Judgment No. 3, which also applies the additional penalty of prohibition from exercising public functions once the prison sentence has been served. Also, the judgment dated the 8th of May of 2024, an acquittal verdict was issued in favour of Jaime Quintero Alain, former head of assets of Tocumen S.A., and Dionisia Ines Gutierrez, legal representative of Sky Parking S.A., who were ordered to lift the precautionary measures preventing them from leaving the country, and that had been imposed on them by the court. This case is related to an anonymous complaint filed with the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office on the 21st of August back in 2014 regarding alleged inappropriate and recurring handling of parking contracts at the airport terminal. The concession for the administration and operation of the airport parking lots for a period of 20 years was awarded by Tokumen SA in July of 2011 through the direct contracting mechanism by invitation to Sky Parking SA. Meanwhile, former Minister De Lima, on his social media account X, reported that they had already filed an appeal against the decision issued by the First Liquidation Court before the High Court of Liquidation of Criminal Cases, and that a ruling from the Court of Accounts was provided, in which it is established that in this case there was no patrimonial injury. On Thursday, 4th of July, baseball player Leonardo Jimenez became the 71st Panamanian to debut in the major leagues. In the game in which the Toronto Blue Jays received a visit from the Houston Astros, Jimenez, wearing number 49, jumped into the diamond at the Rogers Centre to play shortstop and bat eighth in the Canadian team's offensive order. In his first appearance at the plate, the Isthmus native struck out, swinging at the pitches of Dominican Framber Valdez. In the bottom of the second inning, and then while his second turn, he managed to negotiate a walk in a duel against Valdez that had gone to the maximum count. And there we go. That's it then. There's our look for our Friday, our last look for this week. Some of the local news stories compiled for you on this morning's programme.